Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Live Talk coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Friday, June 22nd, 2018. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungameli Nkoma.
And tonight on Studio 7, we are on the campaign trail with opposition parties accusing President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling ZANU-PF of vote buying.
If you want to join the discussion, send us a WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. We will reach you back, and you can give us your contribution. You can also call us live and direct on 001-202-619-2077.
We are also streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk and at VOA Ndebele and VOA Shona. We are also live on our websites at www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on voazimbabwe.com.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is getting a backlash tonight from the opposition, who are accusing him of vote buying after he doled out more than 1,000 cattle to 151 Gwanda families today, before telling supporters at a subsequent rally at Pelandaba Stadium that they should vote ZANU-PF for more development. The cattle were sourced with public funds under the government's Command Livestock Program.
Critics are saying there would not be an issue if Mr. Mnangagwa had distributed these cattle any other day. But the fact that he did so just before addressing his ZANU-PF campaign rally and bringing it up in his campaign speech clearly translates to vote buying, according to some. But what do you think? Let's talk.
Hongo Blessing, ndiyo nyaya ya tukurukura nezvayo. Hilo utaba isikuluma ngalo zulukandaba lamhlanje. Utaba lwemikankaso ya bamabandla elibusayo ele ZANU-PF lamabandla aphikisayo. Lamhlanje ngalintambama ubaba Mnangagwa uchothozwa kakhulu ngamabandla aphikisayo. Ngemva kokuba ehambe eGwanda lamhlanje lapho abe khona lomhlangano wokudinga usekelo labasekeli be ZANU-PF. Kodwa umhlangano lo wandulelwe ngumbuthano lapho aphe khona abantu inkomo ezifika ezedlula ikhulu lengxenye 1660 inkomo lezi izithengwe ngemali kahulumende zibuya phansi kohlelo lwe-Command Agriculture. Ngakho uzabele abantu izimuli zeGwanda ezingu 151 ikhulu lamachumi amahlanu lanye uthe ziza phansi kohlelo lokuthuthukisa uZulu. Ngakho uhulumende wakhe ukubone kufanele ukuthi athuthukise la izakhamizi zeMatebeleland South. Uthe esuka ke lapho wasesiya emhlanganweni weZANU-PF ePhelandaba lapho afike wakhuluma khona ukuthi abantu nxa befuna intuthuko efana elaleyi abayibonileyo eyokuphiwa inkomo kumele bavotele ibandla leZANU-PF. Yikho okwenze wachothozwa zincwadi kwezombusazwe nguZulu labamabandla aphikisayo abathi hayi baba Mnangagwa lapha usuthenga amavoti ngempahla langemali kahulumende ngoba alubana ubuye ngeviki edluleyo kumbe kuleya viki kumbe kwesinye isikhathi nje esingaqondananga lomhlangano wakho wokukhankasela ukhetho lomhlangano weZANU-PF. Alubana sithi kumbe kodwa njengoba usukubambanisile usuke lapha wasusiya lapha wafika ke wakhuluma ngentuthuko ehambelana lenkomo osanda zipha abantu. Baya kusola kakhulu abamabandla aphikisayo khonokho bathi usuthenga amavoti okusegcekeni. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje.
Onguka hamwadiwa sezuri kutaurwa na Ntunga Milinkomo. Nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekutsvaga rutsigiro vamwe vachichema chema kuti vanenge vasina kunyatsofara nekuti paita sekunge pari kutengwa mavhoti pashandiswa mari yehurumende nekuti vamunangagwa vanga vari kugwanda vachibva vapa vamwe vanhu ikoko mombe dzehurumende pasi pechirongwa checommand livestock vachibva ipapo vachibva vanopinda pamune mumwe musangano kupela ndaba stadium vachiudza vanhu kuti vakange vachivhotera ZANU PF vachawanawo mombe dzakawanda vamwe vari kuti zvinenge zvisingafaniri kudaro nekuti panofanira kunge paine mutsauko pakati pemabasa ehurumende nezvematongerwo enyika kuona kwevamwe tinounzwa kuti ko imiwo munoti kudii nenyaya iyoyi but of course we also want to update you on the World Cup for those of you who might have missed the action in the first match Brazil beat Costa Rica 2-0 Brazil 2 Costa Rica 0 that is in Group E and good news for Africa Nigeria beat Iceland 2-0 that's in Group D and also the match currently underway in the 6th minute Serbia 1 Switzerland 0 that's the match that is being played at the moment and in Tunga I think we have a video from Gwanda of President Emmerson Mnangagwa let's take a listen.
Our mantra under the new dispensation is economics, economics, economics. Business, business, business. Development, development, development. Politics should take a back seat. Yes? Politics is a system of organization through which we articulate policies and how we are able to know the needs of our people from the lowest strata, from the village, up to national level. But most important is that we need every single household to develop. Every single household to have food at the table. Every single household to send children to school. Every single household to have access to primary health care. Every single household to have a shelter. To do so, we must do business to create wealth. We must create wealth. Wealth is created by people who are organized. People have a vision. People who can work together.
That's President Emmerson Mnangagwa there addressing his supporters at a ZANU-PF campaign rally in Pelandaba, Gwanda today. And he also, surprisingly, Blessing, you know that ZANU-PF has been very reluctant to implement devolution, which has really made that an issue when it comes to opposition politics. All the opposition political parties have been campaigning on the platform of devolution. They are saying, you know, here is an issue that we agreed upon in the Constitution, but ZANU-PF has been very reluctant to implement that. And surprisingly, ZANU-PF has now fully embraced devolution. Umbuso wezabelo ngokutsho kukaBaba Mnangagwa. ZANU-PF uhulumende wakhe uza implementa devolution, uza uhambisa umbuso wezabelo ebantwini. That's a promise, a surprising promise that the president made in Gwanda today, Blessing.
Onguka mawadiwa, tuna utitinge tichi tauraoni zaka chitika pa msangano yao, wa Mnangagwa wachitivo varkuda kutima mwe masimba aendeswe kumatunu kana kuti yatinoti devolution. Zvinova zvinhu zvakawirirana mubumbiro remutemo, asi vanopikisa vari kupomera ZANU-PF mhosva yekuti yanga ichitsika madziro panyaya yekuti paumbwe kana makanzuro anenge achionawo kuti kumatunhu zvinhu zviri kufamba sei. VeZanu vachinzi vanoda kuti zvinhu zvese zvingoitwa kuHarare inonzi nevamwe bamba zonke pasina zvimwe zvinoitwa kumatunhu. Asi nhasi vamunangagwa vaudza vanhu kuti aiwa ivo idonzvowo ravo vakasarudzwa kuti vange vachiendesa mamwe masimba kumatunhu kana kuti inonzi devolution. Ntunga.
And we have our first guest that's Pelandaba Mpopoma, Member of Parliament. He's a ZANU-PF member. Honorable Joseph Chuma. Babu Chuma, siya kwa mkela ushe.
Oh, salibuna mbagi njandonge.
Hai siya pila. Isi ngene gundaba yetu Babu Chuma. Opposition political parties and indeed, you know, people from the civil society are accusing ZANU-PF of vote buying, given what happened today in Gwanda. How do you plead?
Well, I would like to know what they mean by vote buying, because they have not bought any vote at all. So what exactly do they mean that they are vote buying?
Okay, the president first distributed these cattle to people. Then from there, he went to address the ZANU-PF rally, where he said he told people that if they wanted more development, they should vote for ZANU-PF because they saw what just happened.
Right. If you might remember very well, this program of Command Livestock was muted and started way before even our new president came into office. This was a program that was already being rolled out by our former president, Nkombe Arajingare, using the then vice president, who is now vice president, Nkombe Edin Nangagwa, to actually sort of spearhead that. It all began with first Command Agriculture, where government was helping out the farmers with the implements and everything to try and stabilize the situation that we're getting into, the situation of having to import foods in the country and thereby actually losing out on the forex that we're supposed to be keeping around here. So while they were doing that, and if you know, most of agriculture happens in the Mashonaland and the region, and whereas in the Matonaland region, we are mostly cattle ranchers. So that's when we came up with this whole thing and said, no, we are doing this for the Mashonaland region, the Command Agriculture. As here in Matonaland, what are we going to benefit and how are we going to benefit? That is when we said, okay, government can now also bring Command Livestock programs here in Matonaland and also in Maswingo, because you know Maswingo is also a cattle operating area as well. They are very good at that too. So this is a program that was already ongoing, and I don't know why today is being independent when they say it's vote buying. If people always cry and say that they talk about programs that they don't then implement. Now, here is a man of action who is implementing what was muted by the former president, because, like he said, whatever good things were there during that old dispensation and the bad things, we embrace them and tell them that the best things, let's learn from them so that we improve ourselves as we go forward. But the good things, yes, for sure, we embrace them and keep them, because that's how it should be. So this is a simple matter of implementing something that was started about 2-3 years ago, and it's now coming into fruition today. Instead, people must be humiliating and digging in big gaps for actually then implementing what government has said and what the partisan has said. It's as simple as that. That's how it should be implemented, and that's how it should be looked at, not to say that it's vote by.
I think, Honorable Chuma, the opposition parties are not saying that the president was not supposed to give those cattle to the farmers, but they are saying the coincidence is just too much, that on a day that they are being distributed, he is also holding a campaign rally and clearly not showing the difference between government and the ruling party.
Right. The problem with the same opposition is that when things are bad, They are very quick to say that, you know, ZANU-PF is killed the economy, ZANU-PF has done this and that. And then when they say ZANU-PF then is implementing things, and they're now saying that, why are we not separating ZANU-PF and government? Look, to me, it's service of money. The president was going to come today, do the rally today, then you probably have to come again, that resource is now being used again, to come and launch a program in the same area. Yet he could just do it the same day, and it's finished. He has saved us the taxpayers' money. He has saved us a whole lot of hassles. And, you know, when the president is going there, a lot of activities happen, and the money is gobbled and stuff like that. So, look, if you want to separate ZANU-PF and government now, today, because of a rally and a program of command livestock, and they don't want to separate ZANU-PF and government when there's bad things happening there, then you are not being fair.
Kodwa babuchuma kungani ubaba uMnangagwa sithi mhlawumbe engabuya ngeviki edluleyo wazokupha abalimi inkomo wehlukanisa lo mhlangano wakhe wasebuya sithi namuhla wenza ke umhlangano wakhe.
Right. Engichuma ukuthi wena khangena ke lapho bona nxa umongameli esiza esigabeni imali esetshenziswa ukuthi azafike lapha amaframa athina amahelicopter azasebenza konke lokubanake usidla imali. So whether uzabuya ngeZANU-PF ngubuya egovernment bewuzakudla imali. Kukanti-ke uya endaweni yona le yodwa efana nayo kanti kungani ahla kwenze konke kawani aye ngokahulumende aqeda kwahulumende abesezokwephathi akunanto erong ngokwenza kunokwana khonokwana kuyabesakuncedile kuthi ona siseve imali imali le esebenzayo yimali yama-taxpayers. So usevile kwabona ngokuthi ahlathi yekelahle bambani sinto lezi izenze kakwani zonke namhlanje.
Mhm. Ah, vari kutsika madziro blessing va chuma hanzi. Aiwa, hapana kutengwa mavoti kwa tiri kuita apa. Asi we have another guest.
Mhm. We have Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, the spokesperson for MDC Alliance leader, Mr. Nelson Chamisa, advocate Nelson Chamisa. Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about allegations that what the president did today is tantamount to vote buying. This is an allegation by some opposition parties who are saying that he distributed cattle under the government scheme called Command Livestock. And shortly after that, he went to address his supporters and he was promising them more of the same should they vote ZANU-PF. Some are saying this is tantamount to vote buying. But of course, those who are backing him are saying, no, this is not vote buying at all. This is actually a development. People must be grateful. And also that, you know, the president is also considering that the country has no money, so he does not want to waste resources going to the same area for government business and later to campaign. Your take, Dr. Sibanda?
Look, that is corruption par excellence. You see, there is one thing that ZANU-PF under the tutorship of President Mugabe and President Emmerson Mnangagwa, that they are normalizing corruption and making it look normal. But I've got very good news for this, for ZANU-PF. The people of Zimbabwe are some of the most intelligent, most educated people in the continent. And they will not take, like that, lying on the wind. They will realize that President Mnangagwa is trying to buy votes and thinks that they do not think the people of Zimbabwe are cleverer than that. They will take the cattle. They will do what they need to do. But when it comes to voting, they will vote right. Look, President Nelson Chamisa was in Chitekete today and in Gokwa Central, and it was very clear. We met chiefs and we met Vidiko Wanasabuku. And what we learned from them is that, look, they can come here and do what they want. They can come here and abuse government resources. When we vote, we know that this year our vote is secret, and we're going to exercise it as we want, as we see fit. So I think that we are past that period. The people of Zimbabwe managed to get rid of President Mugabe, and they will see President Emmerson Mnangagwa out, no matter what shenanigans and no matter what tricks he uses. They know that. If President Mugabe was the driver of the combi that they were in for the last 38 years, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was the tout. They know that these people work together. President Nelson Chamisa put it very clearly in simple terms. President Mnangagwa and President Mugabe are in the same WhatsApp group, and none of them should say, oh, well, because President Mugabe has gone, I'm now the admin. Both of the group must close, the group of corruption. It must close, and the people of Zimbabwe are putting an end to it next month.
Kodwa babuchuma umzwile dokotela Sibanda yakulandula uthi hayi akula ubukopokopo bukhona lapha ngoba bekungayenza ukuthi ubaba Mnangagwa abuya sithi kumavika amabili edluleyo aze kupha abantu inkomo then abuye aphenduke futhi namhlanje ukuzokwenza umhlangano wakhe ngoba ngokutsho kukababuchuma ama resources ayasilela bakithi kuyadula ukusuka eHarare ngama helicopter so bakubone kufanele ukuthi bahle babambanisa uhambo
uyakwazi udibole khona lapha mntakamama ikuthi vela kulasela elintshontsha lisithi bekungafanelanga ngitshontshe lonke isela lithi hayi ngitshontshile ngoba bekumele ngitshontshe kumbe lithi hayi angitshontshanga now siyakubona ukuthi izanu iyantshontshi lisithi kangitshontshanga kathi vele sokule minyaka engu-38 sibhizi silokhu sitshela abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi hhayi izanu le iyaphambanisa belokhu besithi kabantshontshi ngaba kase bavume ukuthi bayantshontsha lanxa sibachwayisa ukuthi hhayi lokhu eselikwenza sokungaphambili ake nihloniphe lenze lingani liyabahlonipha abantu bezwe lezimbabwe ngoba abantu abalokukhalipha okukhulu bahlala belokhu besala kodwa sesibona phela izenzo zabo kangethi bayatsho abadala ukuthi ikhanda lembuzi kalifihliwe emgodleni nxa bebengantshontshi iminyaka engu-38 imigwaqo yaya ngaphi izibhedlela zaya ngaphi amatisha aya ngaphi ezimbabwe yaya ngaphi yiyo le mbuzi esiyibuzayo amabuilding emasithi lapha akulalutho amanzi abantu abala manzi okunatha emakhala asemadolobheni amagesi kuleli lizwe yilolodwa ilizwe emhlabeni jikelele eyitholakala kungela kuphitsheka ngokufaka amagesi emaphandleni kuma-growth points nasemadolobheni kawatholakali zonke into zenezo zantshontshwa ngali ndlela esifana leyenzakale namhlanje ukuthi uhulumende abauhulumende bezanupiefu babe lokhu besithi hhayi kasintshontshi senza kuhle kasintshontshi senza kuhle ngomnyaka ozayo bathi asoze safa santshontsha kodwa izinto siyazibona ziyonakala kungani izimbabwe kufanele ihlale iyo engela ngqubekela phambili ekhulisi yemuva kwenziwe izanu abantu bezimbabwe bakhaliphile kakhulu bayakubona lokhu bayakwazi ngithi abantu begwanda kabazamukeli inkomo kodwa bahambe bayivota
rigaiti mbouya kwamuri honorable chuma muripo iri parunari honorable chuma
yes ndiripo
asi kavamwe honorable chuma vari kuti iro vhiki mazuva mashomo apfuura vamunangagwa vanga vachivhura mugodhi weureka gold mine vakaudza vanhu kuti aiwa musauye nehembe dzebato vakapawo vanhu makombyuta nekuvhura mugodhi uyu havana kuita zvemavatongerwo enyika vachiti iri ranga riri basa rehurumende nhasi vanenge vakuita zvinenge zvakati siyanei hamuoni here kuti ipapo pane mutsauko uye ndo panozoita kuti vanhu vatange kutaura
mutsauko ahupo nekuti vatanga vakaita zvehurumende zvokupa mombe yandidya pacommand livestock vapedzako vakazoenda kupi uko kurari yemusangano wavo wezanupf havana kuzvisanganisa havana kupira vanhu kaparari pavopo pasenya madii vavapira kumwe kwakasiyana vapedza uko vakazoenda kumusangano uko saka zvinhu zviviri zvakasiyana izvi vaita basa ravo vapedza vakazoya kuzoita basa remusangano rebato rebato redu remusangano wezanupiefu kurari uko manje kustadium uko saka vazvisiyanisa izvo endozvaanogara chiita vamunangagwa ukuthetha zwana nganga uzazivisisa ukuthi murume asingathi zvine mutauro mukati murume anoda kuti zvese zvinoitwa zvipe zvireruka mwese ndosa vatona kuti paangabva atanga achipinda ndewe kutanga kuti umone achiyinga an opposition leader echina lotaza naye echimona akainoona baba vedu vatsvangirai vakashaya akaenda kunovaona akadaa vachokubhadhirai mabhiri etu echipatara mechiti nekuti makakosha munyika his stance of being an opposition leader was a very powerful stance which was needed for checks and balances saka ukatarisa upresident wamunangagwa upresident uyaya usinyade ukopokopo upresident uri threat unoti zvinhu vazviite nemazvo and habvume kuti tite zvinhukunge pakuda kufavha zanup fc ndipresident wemunhu wese ane hanya nemunhu wese ndosaka akatoti iye auna kutosangana nemaopposition candidates ese ari kuda papresidential kuratidza kuti tabva pamufambira atangofamba navo tichina baba mugani okunzi musangano musangano i-one party state zvinhu zvese izvi ngazviende kure uko ava havasvida izvozvo
asikavachuvavarikuita
zvinhu zvese in transparency in all fairness munhu kana asingati hake kuti aimbirese izvozvo anongosara hake akamira ari oga asina mnangagwa vanofamba nemunhu wese nekuti vari kuti iwo zimbabwe ndeye munhu wese iregardless yekuti tii unobva kumajority ndosa vachiona kuti atiday hausati wanzwa nyaya dzeviolence pamakambeni apa vanhu varikukambena vakasununguka nhasi chaiye inini nhasi ida maroad shows kuconsciensi kwangu ndikatosangana nemaopposition vembc alliance nacandidate wavo tikatomira pot dzikataudzana tikataura nyaya vakafuna zvichienda uko nenini ndichita sei ndichienda uko ndiita kambeni yangu ndo zvatoda ndo distancation yekuti hatifani kurwa tinofanwa kutoranachitanga kuti uyu atiyaura kuenda nembc uyu anoona nezanu pf but at the end of the day tiri vana vezimbabwe tose
ndanga chida kuti hangu va honorable chuma hongu gudo kuipa kuipa haro pachiona vanodaro asi haridyi usiku the baboon might be ugly but it certainly does not eat at night so whatever happens at night you must put it on the baboon vamugabe vakamboenda kunoona vatsvangirai pavakaita njodzi nemudzimai wavo saka hakusi kuti vatsvangirai vamunangagwa ndo vakatanga kuita izvozvo vachitungamira nyika kunoona vatsvangirai
vamugaaena kundobata maoko kukazi vatsvangirai vashaya
ndizi vakaenda kunoona vatsvangirai vacho vari muchipatara
rit but zvandikutaura paka ukatarisa matauriro avaita vanhu varume vatiwava vachambofa vaonana vatsvangirai namugabe because kwanga kwaane too much hate even hate yacho ikatobudira nepazevura nacho neblaya nananenani kudzoko but vamunangaga vari kuya vakapfava vari kuya chida izvo zvokuti uyu auda kuenda nenzira yei uyu auda nenzira yei hazvinei nesu asi chikuru sanda chokuti isu chitese tivana vezimbabwe takasungana mwari one saka tofaoita tolerate each other and ndosaochiona for the first time ka since opposition started hakusati kati you'd always hear about violence here violence there uyapisirwa ima yake uyaitira soso but this time around hakusati ambodza kana one incident it's so quiet and that's what theone ndovona izvo kuti tivanu ndokunoburikidza manje literacy rate yedu kuti inofambirana manje apa haiwa kuti ava moti vanhu vakafunda uko vari kuurayana saka kufunda kwacho kunobatsira tii this time around tikutoona unoziva kureruka kwezvinhu kunoda atmosphere kari kunakiza so kaatmosphere kanoda kuti indira uchikambira ka unobuda uchikambira uri tiizvati chero ndikashaina neopposition yapo ichikambirawo hatiri kurwa tikokwazisana chifura umwechienda uko umwechienda uko ndova tikura kaizvo
chii
We are approaching 8:30 on the clock, and it's almost 2:30 here in Washington. Abasanda Sithuma uhlelo live talk umsakazo Studio 7 njalo sikhuluma ngodaba lwemikhankaso abamabandla ezombusazwe besethesa ibandla elibusayo umlandu wokuthenga amavoti. We are on the campaign trail and we are keeping them honest. Tonight, sikhangela abalaleli ukuthi bathini lapha. Unobe Zintimkandla uthi kabathathe inkomo kodwa bangamvoteli. Ilula lento. Uthabani Matwaza, iproblem ikuthi uzazithatha after election engawina ethi yi-restore legacy. yase Gwanda uLucky Mzanywa Moyo uthi kabathathe inkomo bevotele iopposition asikohlwanga ngegugrawundi. Julia Robert uthi wena you don't know the sign of inkomo kanje abamkhulu ubamkhulu isibongo sakhe sasiyisiphi isayini yokuthi limcabanga livotele iparty yakhe ka-1,600,000 ilizwe lonke. Bayakhuluma abalaleli blessing.
Tinemwe mtereri mkoma chaos. Makadi mkoma chaos.
Nesimba mkoma makadi.
Aiwa isu tiripo zvedu tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndisingazivi topic yacho kuti yanga iri nhau yemomberezi dzapuhwa vanhu namunangagwa kumatebhelei ndinoti
mabaya dede nemukana.
All right. Inini ndinoona hangu zvavangonaka kuti vanhu vangotambirawo zvinhu zvavanenge vapuwa nekuti ndeimwe nziravo yokungotiwo sezvinhu zvakangolutiwo makore 37 apfuurawo ndo madzokera azvovo uyezve vamunangagwa vanga vasina rutsigiro kumatebhereland kwakanyanya ende ndeimwe nzira zveyekuti vazame kupodza maronda egukura windi akamboitika kumatebhereland makore ayapfuura ayaya plus zve handizooni zvevamunangagwa vachikunda nenhayo yokuti vazopa vanhu ng'ombe ipapo handioni nekuti vanhu vangu kutambira vanotambira asingoti ivo pane mwoyo wavo pavanoda kuvhotera chachapo vanopa ziva.
Asi kana muchiti kudzora zvinhu zvakalutwa pane umbo here nai mukoma Charles?
Mukoma umbo huripo nokuti kana munhu achikwanisa kudonata mwendo 1,600 unenge adziwa nevi nokuti ivo
varchirongwa chehurumende mukoma Charles.
Sorry?
Chirongwa chehurumende ndosaka vanhu vari kugununguna kuti hazvifaniri kubatanidzwa hurumende nekutsvaga rutsigiro.
Nokuti kana zvakadaro vanenge vakatotora propati yehurumende kwakutora kuti vaishandise mukutsvaga rutsigiro nezvinhu zvehurumende apa macivil servants ari kugunun'una achitsvaka mari kubva kuhurumende hurumende asikwanisa kuvapa mari.
Ko vamwe vari kutika asi vakasadaro vanhu vanenge vakuchema chema zvakare kuti hapana chiri kuitwa.
Ana ndoni zvakanekosha kuti vape vanhu ng'ombe asi kuti de vangotsvaka utsigiro mune zvakanaka pane kuti vatore propati yehurumende instead yokuti de vakatsvaka mishonga yakapinda muzvipatara vakakwanisawo kubhadhara macivil servants maticha nemadhokuta vanotsemera mari asi havasi kuvapa mari dzacho.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Charles nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda mukoma.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Caller
there Charles is essentially saying that he is not at all pleased by this gesture by the president. He is saying that there are also more pressing issues like salaries for the civil servants and also fixing the crisis in the country's hospitals.
And indaba ekhulunywa ngabantu abanengi yona leyo sikhangele ama issues ubaba uMnangagwa akhulume ngawo lamhlanje ukhulume ngombuso wedevolution uyalithembisa ukuthi enganqoba umbuso wezabelo uzahanjiswa kulezo zabelo. Matabeleland South izazibusa, Mat North, Mashonaland East, Mashonaland Central, Harare, Bulawayo. Mnangagwa says devolution is coming to you. Although ZANU-PF has been very reluctant in implementing this issue. Although it is enshrined in the national charter, the constitution. Ukhulume njalo ngendaba yedemocracy uthe the fact ukuthi kulabantu abangu 23 abancintisayo kulolu khetho abafuna ukuba ngumongameli lamabandla angu 130 something lawo ancintisayo kulolu khetho uthi leso isibonelo esisobala esikhomba ukuthi sokulombuso okhululekileyo idemocracy eZimbabwe. UThemse njalo uZulu eMathebeleland wathi intuthuko iyeza emaphandleni ikakhulu wathi kumele kube lamasola. Ukhulume nge-command fish. Noyizwa command fish anzi inozi command livestock pane inonzi command fish iri kuuya iyo ichatungamirwa namai Mchinguri manje inenge iri yekuchengeta hove. Yabu i-command fish lapeli yabeli uhulumende azaliphathisa ukufuya inhlanzi okungangokuthi zinhlelo ezifana nje lalolo esikhuluma ngalo olwe commander livestock lizakhumbula olunye njalo olwake lwa xabanisa abantu kuzano lapha i-G40 ilwisana labo mnangakwa sokulwisana lapho sokuthwa umnangakwa sethatha i-credit for
Operation Restored?
No.
Legacy?
No. Chirongwa che chikafu chia.
Command Agriculture.
Command Agriculture. Mm-hmm. Saka paganga pa neku pesana, neku bata murefu bata mfupi papu.
Mm-hmm.
Chikwata che G40 chichite. Aiwa, chirongwa ishi ndechedu. Wamnanga kwa chite, aiwa ndechedu. Mm-hmm. Apo, wamnanga kwa sati wa zingwa mbatu.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Honorable Ichuma. Now, Honorable Chuma, people are also saying, why are these programs coming just before elections?
Well, whether elections are there or not, programs must keep on going. Mm-hmm. It's just very unfortunate or fortunate that a date has been set for elections, and therefore it does not mean that when you set a date for elections, then everything must stop and they will all wait for elections. No. Government cannot be seen to be shutting down just because of an election coming. That is why even in Parliament, we do not dissolve Parliament. We simply adjourn Parliament, which means that if there's any pressing issue, we can be recalled and go to Parliament and deal with that issue. Because continuity must be there. Things must not be on standstill, because that affects the economy, that affects everything else. So these programs are going to go on and they're going to happen. It's just unfortunate that the president is also a candidate who's going to be standing in the elections on the 30th of July. But still, as we said, everything must move on. Life must continue, because life is not going to stop. People are going to need to be eating. People are going to need to survive and work. So things are going to keep on happening, whichever way you want to read it. But look, the reality is that life goes on and programs will continue being implemented.
Babu Chuma, ngiphenduke kuwe khonapho, ngiqhubeke lawe. Abantu abaningi bayabuza bathi iZANU-PF ibisembusweni for 38 years. Abanye bayakhala bathakula ntuthuko ezwayo elilethileyo, kuyini okutsha eselingakuthembisa uZulu ngemva kweminyaka yonke yona leyo? Kuyini okutsha elehluleke ukukwenza kuleyo minyaka eselikuthembisa uZulu manje?
Right. Okokuqala, people must realize this. When you talk of 38 years, you are talking about the new power get together. Of course, for the first few years of country independence, there was ZANU Jongwe and ZAPU as a party, and then they made it in 1987. And then in 1999, there was then the formation of MDC under Tsvangirai. And then after that, there was now cross-fighting and other people going out there shamelessly to call for other countries to shut us down. And then we also had our president, who then also closed us away from everybody else. We were no longer a part of the global system, and we're now isolated, which plummeted our economy even further down. So there were a lot of factors that contributed for Zimbabwe to be where it is today. And now, here is a president who has come in and say, we've been watching all this, we've been seeing all that, but probably we do not have the powers to turn things to be where they're supposed to be. But now that we have those powers, let's start re-engaging. And he has done it earnestly, and he has actually gone out there and seen him. He was in Davos, and he was been all over, even here around SADC. He's gone almost to all the sister countries, and he's re-engaging. He's opened up Zimbabwe again. That's the trajectory that we need as a country to improve even our economy or our lifestyles. So this current president has actually made out a roadmap that, when followed well, will definitely deliver us to the land of milk and honey that we all wish for, which now was becoming a sort of impossible under the old regime, which was closing itself out, and why is that? They forgot that they cannot live in a vacuum. So just by opening up, which is being done by President Uzi Mnangagwa, this is a way now to show us that we are now in the right territory, on the right path for development. And just watch and see after elections. I am telling you, you are going to see one that belongs. Investors are going to flock here like a fly, flocking to as many pieces of meat. They are all going to come here, and things are going to turn around. And definitely, well, Rome was not built in one day, so we are not going to expect the economy to be okay next year. But I can tell you that improvement is being seen. And given 5-10 years' time, definitely, Zimbabwe will be a changing country, Zimbabwe will be a better country, and definitely we will be going forward and forward. And also, hopefully, that then next time our brothers who are in opposition must go into opposition with a bit of patriotism in them. Do not sell your country just because of power or because of the opposition. Be in the opposition, but when it comes to your country, put your country first. Those are the principles that you see in America with the Democrats and the Republicans. They might differ in anything, but when it comes to the principle of America, they are one. They will never separate that. And we need an opposition that can do that as well. And yes, we cannot all agree on things, but when it comes to Zimbabwe, let's put Zimbabwe first. Don't call for sanctions for your own country, because when those things are put, everyone suffers. Your supporters, our supporters, everyone suffers.
Mm-hmm. But of course, Honorable Chuma, the opposition will say the one who invited the sanctions is actually ZANU-PF because of the alleged acts of human rights abuses. Nothing to do at all with the opposition. But we have our other guest, Mr. Abednego Bebe.
Yeah, we do. Mnumzana Pepe, connect when?
Yebo ntungameli uchona njani?
Hayi sichonile. That's Abednego Bebe is the chairperson for the MDCT formation led by Dr. Thokozani Khube. He's also the member of parliament for Onkai South. Babu Pepe sikhuluma ngendaba yebandla lezano PF lapha sibone namhlanje ubaba uMnangagwa obekhankasa eGwanda. Engaka emhlanganweni omkhankaso uqale wabela abantu inkomo ezidlula inkulungwane 1660 uziphe uzabele imuli ezingu 151 phansi kohlelo lwekomanda livestock. Abanye ikakhulu lina bamabandla aphikisayo elithi lokho yokuthenga usekelo ngama resources kahulumende kusegcekeni ngoba uthe esuka lapho wayakampena emhlanganeni watshelwa abantu ukuthi nxa befuna intuthuko efana lenkomo lezi abazibonileyo kumele bevotele izanu. Ukubona njani lokho baba uBebe?
Engingakutsho yikuthi okwenziwe ngubaba uMnangagwa kutshengisa ukuthi ulichapa. Indoda elichapa ayize yananzelela ukuthi ngesikhathi esinjani kufanele yenze kuphi okufanele ikwenze. Okwesibili esikunanzelelayo ngendlela ubaba uMnangagwa asebenze ngayo kuyagcwalisela ke ukuthi ke sithi thina akwehliswe amandla asuke endaweni eyodwa ikakhulu eHarare kumbe ikakhulu emuntwini oyedwa ukuthi ayiye ezabelweni. Nango uMnangagwa uvela estate house usuka khona le eHarare esiza ezekwaba inkomo eMathebeleland South. Alubana ngabe kuthiwa kulombuso we devolution of power besingasoze simbone uMnangagwa esuka esiya campaigna ngalezo mgomo eMathebeleland South. Ngalezo zizathu sithi yikho ukwehluleka kwezanu khonoko. Okwesithathu engithanda ukuthi ngikutsho ngokwehluleka kwezanu. Ungakhohlwa ke ukuthi sikhuluma ngento okuthiwa yi-command agriculture. Izolo lapha bekule command ekade ithatha ichithiza umnotho wona lowo owezinkomo ekade zikhona emaplazini. Bazichithize baziqeda bazithi du. Namhlanje sebebuya kithi sebeyibo futhi abantu abathi bafuna ukuthi basithuthukise. Kambe wakwambona umuntu ofuna ukubusa abantu kuze beka naphakathi yena esakha ediliza. Kuyatshengisa ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe abaningi balandela into abangeke bayibalula phambi kwabantu ukuthi kanti livele lenzani ngoba phela nxa sikhuluma ngokuguqula izinto sikhuluma ngokuthi thina asiyenzeni izinto zibe ngcono ngo-1980 sathi sithatha umbuso lowo wawu umbuso owakuthiwa yi-centralized system ngoba amakhiwa ayefuna ukuthi asincindezele. Namhlanje 38 years down the line lokhu sibona bonabo abantu abanjengabomnangagwa besithi bona hayi thina sifuna ukuthi sibuse ngendlela yokuncindezela yona le esenziwa ngamakhiwa eyokuthi nguye ofuna ukuba ngibamba zonke evela eHarare eze kwenza izinto. Kuyatshengisa ukuthi kulalapha esikuphambanisa khona okufanele sikulungise khona. Lolu khetho buyayo kufanele ukuthi nxa sikhangela amabandla ezombusazwe sikhangele ukuthi kambe labo abalwisa ukuthi kubuyele amandla ebantwini ngobani ungakhohlwa ke Ntungamile ukuthi ngo-2013 sabhala i-constitution entsha siyibhala kwakunzima izanu yayivele ingayifuni i-devolution of power kodwa sazama ngamandla wonke njenge-MDC ukuthi bekhona ithe isibekhona sabona ubaba uMgabe esehluleka ukuthi yenze ibe yinto esebenzayo saya kuma election waphuma impumela etshengisa ukuthi okusemthethweni okumqoka kufanele ukuthi iMathebeleland North leBulawayo leHarare zibuswe ngaphansi kombuso weMDC ngoba yibo bawinayo kodwa sibona ke iZANU PF yehlulekile ngesikhathi kaMgabe lo mnangagwa uthe ngena kukhethwe kakutsha ama ministries indaba singambonanga esenza ukuthi athi hayi MDCT yini elawina eMathebeleland North leHarare le lakobulawayo khethanini ke labo kuyatshengisa ukuthi abantu laba vele bona abakwenzayo ayisiyo into eliqiniso bafuna ukuqila abantu bababambe ngamanga ngamandla ngamanga nxa sokusiya ekhethweni sikhangele okwakathesi abantu kabavule amehlo bangaze balandela umuntu kodwa kabalandele umbono weleyo party eyozombusazwe ethina thina njengeparty kungalamuntu oyedwa esingathi nguye oyenza izinto kodwa kube yipolicy yebandla esiyipushayo ukuthi lokhu yikho esikufunayo weza kulomnangagwa weza kulamnangagwa weza kulobani kwakulabani yilokhu esikufunayo lo ezabuya egcizelela lokhu akufunayo kabamvotele ngoba yilo ilungelo labo ukuthiwa yidemokrasi yona leyo
ubaba Juma
yebo
khuluma
ngiyamuzwa umfowethu Bhedle ekhuluma la kodwa into ibikhona yokuthi bona uyakwazi mhlobe laye njengoba nje sishoneni ubona izinto bezivele zihamba njani nalapho ezinye ngakhangela kiko khona ngale ku-MDC ngesikhathi sabo ubaba uMtshanelwa esaphila ukuthi leso sonala ubaba uMtshanelwa esenona nganta umzimba uyala ebevele elo vice president okhethwe okusemthethweni yi-congress yabo kodwa nawe uzambona esemfakela abafikela ababili abavele emahlingo ubaba uMtshanelwa nobaba uMzuri ubona bengene khonaphana kuba uthiuzekima kabenama-programs anjalo kodwa-ke into eqakathekile lapha omele sinazile njalo siyibone yikuthi khona ubaba uMnangagwa into ayikhuluma kuyona izinto bezisenzakala asiyali isenzakala ngendlela ethize kodwa-ke nakho sesingenile thina khangena lokhu esengikwenzile singenze lokhu nalokhu nalokhu okutshengisela ukuthi khona kulani kulo mahluko entweni ezizakeleyo xa ukhangele isikhathi sikababa uMgabe ukhale isikhathi sesifitshane esikababa uMnangagwa so ingozithi bona mina asiwukhangeleni ngendlela naleyo ukuthi lowo ebesenza ngani ejongeni lowo wenza njani ujongeni futhi into ajongileyo abeswa uMnangagwa ukuthi atshiye iZimbabwe isisehlendleni elingcono kulalokhu esiko khona namhlanje.
Anzi nabachuma wongo zvinhu zvanga zvisingafambi negwara pachina vaMugabe asi kwauya vaMnangagwa vachinja musambo manje.
Of course, for those soccer enthusiasts, the World Cup is currently underway in Russia. Matches played earlier today. Brazil beat Costa Rica 2-0. Nigeria beat Ireland 2-0. Iceland, rather, 2-0. And also the match currently underway, Serbia 1, Switzerland zero. And for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about the campaigning ahead of the 2018 elections. The election is next month, Ntungamili, on the 30th of July. Let's go back to Mr. Bebe. Now, Mr. Bebe, can you do anything to counter what ZANU-PF is doing on the campaign trail? Because usually, if you are the incumbent, you have the advantage of using state resources. I mean, this is true the world over, right?
I should say, I think it is an understatement, but the true statement is if you are an incumbent, you are have a privilege of abuse. Abuse can never be a privilege in the first place. So you take advantage of situations that are desperate and try and portray yourself as the best amongst the best, which I dispute seriously, because the biggest thing that we should always realize is for any economy to grow, you don't need people that are a catalyst of the destruction of economy coming back and claiming that they can resurrect or build an economy. That is a lie. And I can safely say Mnangagwa is not telling the truth, because he has been there during the destruction trail from 1980. For 38 years, they've been doing the destruction. And for him to come back today and tell Zimbabweans that he is the best to build the economy, it's just fallacy. It's just propaganda. It's wasting people's time. What we should actually be doing, and what we'll be doing as the opposition, is to offer an alternative. And the alternative is, we are saying, for anything to develop, we need to make sure that devolution is the best pathway to deliver equal opportunities to the people of Zimbabwe. Not a single man, not a one man, not a one political party. Let's allow political parties as well to decentralize and represent the interests of those particular regions or provinces that they reside in. They've got an equal stake, and they actually will protect those resources better than those that claim to try and resurrect the common economy coming from outside an area. So all what we are simply saying is people should go and demonstrate during these upcoming elections that what they are choosing is to make sure that they have to choose to protect the economies of their regions, the economies of their provinces, by making sure that we actually start by devolving our vote first, so that we demonstrate what we want to do as a country. If we don't do that, and we don't make enough noise, and we don't conscientize the people, we will have a problem of actually perpetuation of the problems that we have in the country. As far as we are concerned, the time for ZANU-PF is up. The time for those that think they can destroy and rebuild is up. But we want to give opportunities to new players that will truly rebuild, because they've seen the suffering for the past 38 years.
Thank you so much. I think we have a caller, Mr. Nkomo. Nkomo, Richard.
Baba makadiko maswera sini muri esi Zimbabwe.
Aiwa isu ta square edu kana maswera.
Taswera botera na mfundisi moyo kunoku.
Makadi mfundisi moyo.
Nofara tinotenda.
Mhm. Ti peiwo shoko regions.
Shoko rangu andira ndere kuti muri kuona nauyo kutsvaga rutsigiro nguva ino yatavari ine.
Mhm.
Inauyo yakakosha zvikuru nenye kuti nguva yatakuende mavhoti asvika yafane auction, anoza inonzi auction.
Mhm.
Auction ndiye kuti umoja ndinotenga ne 400 umwe 20 rand kududzira kuti vatunga miliyoni tsvaga rutsigiro vanofa kuti vasimbe chose panguva yatakuende, niye kuti umwe naumwe ndopa kuplaya role. Zvokuchiri vanhu vanoma vanenge vakambovimba nemi kudhara vaya vanokwanisa kuchinja chiri nguva. Ndosika maona ava vapurezidendi vapa vanhu mombe dzinosvika 1600 kududzira kuti kunoda kuzotsvaga rutsigiro rworwo. Saka tinoda kukurudzira nechekuti inguva yakakosha yekuti vanhu vapoti vatomukira chaipo kufamba vachitsvaga rutsigiro mukati menyika kuti ramangwari gunoka zvakanaka nekuti vanhu vakati tine vanhu vakawanda tine ruzhinji rwakawanda mushoona vamwe vanhu vakutotanga kutopa zvakakora kududzira kuti pakaoma ipapo asi isizi nhau yangu yekuti ndozvekuti panovanokuhwina kwacho asi ndiraudini nguva ine yatavari rutsigiro rwakakosha vanhu vapati vafamba vachitsvaga rutsigiro kunzira dzo dzakasiyana siyana nezvavangagona nazvo haichazi nguva yekuti ZANU-PF inotora zvinhu zvemugavhenmendi yangu yekutiwo maopotunity vamwewo vatozamawo pavo panogara napo nokuti vagara vanozviziva kuti ndo zvingoriko izvozvo saka kurudzirai nje kuti vachisimba vasungidze nesimba ende purapuri nhau yaitika kugwanda uku yokundopa mombe dzinosvika 1600 kuti inhau yaita mukuru ava yekuda kuzvigeza taravo asi chari kuri kuti kanzi chinokanganwa idemo muti wakatema ukangani mavanga vanhu vangapiwa zvavo mombe but chandiri kuvaa sekuti ivo pachavo vada kuzama kubraiva vanhu yenyaya yemombe but vanhu vachiziva zvakamboitika panhau yakamboitika ikukura hundi iyoyo kurudzira kuti zvimwe izvozvo zvinga vanhu vachizoona mwana kuti aa murume waya nezvakanaka asi ndiro kutori nzira yekuda kutovhara mahwana avo paizvozvo asi noza kuti vanhu chakanaka vanochida amwe amwe mashoko iwavo adoo ndigoni kutsanangura nezvavo
tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi moyo
tinotenda ichodenga venemi muropafadzwe
aiwa nemiwo tatenda zvikuru
mzuzu sokusele mzuzu emine kuphela ukuthi uhlelo luphele we have just 4 minutes remaining on the clock imidlalo ye World Cup abangayibukelanga iBrazil inqobe iCosta Rica nge 2-0 iNigeria iwinile layo inqobe iIceland nge 2-0 then umdlalo oqhubekayo manje uphakathi kweSerbia leSwitzerland yakhokhela lapha na iSerbia nge 1-0
It's half time there the match between Serbia and Switzerland Honorable Bebe, your last word. We are coming to the end of the show.
What we would like to tell Zimbabweans is it is time to make choices. It is time to make democratic choices. Choose what you think is best to transform your life. Choose what is best to transform the economy in this country. Choose what is best that will create a better life for all. Choose what is best for a better future of this country so that our children can enjoy Zimbabwe that we so believe it is independent but is being abused by those that are greedy and corrupt.
Tonga.
Vachumati varei chirongwa pachidimbo. Vachuma.
This is not a time to experiment. This is not a time to leave our faith to naivety. This is a time for the tried and tested. This is a time to give an opportunity to those that have seen it all and want to make sure that they leave a legacy, a legacy of wealth, a legacy of goodness, a legacy of peace, a legacy of love. Let us do that and we are going to be a better Zimbabwe. Do not leave your destiny to chance. Do not leave your destiny to dangerous dreamers, but leave your destiny to people that know what they are doing, who are going to make it right for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much there, gentlemen, for your contributions tonight. We are now on the campaign trail with 23 presidential candidates. Antunga, it's a tall order. But it's an exciting election this year. This has never happened in the history of Zimbabwe, having so many candidates contesting for the presidential election.
It's a historic year, really, in many respects, because for the first time, we are going to elections without Robert Mugabe as president or as a contestant. Also, like you are saying, the overwhelming response by presidential candidates. For the first time, we have more than, we have 23 people. The last election, we had 5 candidates. And the previous election, we also had 5 candidates. So it's these are exciting times.
And also, on a sad note, the first time that Mr. Tsvangirai, the late Tsvangirai, is also not on the ballot, having succumbed to colon cancer earlier this year. So Mr. Tsvangirai, Mr. Mugabe are not on the ballot for the first time in decades. Of course, we have now come to the end of our program. We want to thank our guests this evening, Honorable Joseph Chuma, Mr. Abednego Bebe, and also Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying, have a blessed weekend.
And Tungamilinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.